Blog Talk Radio. Good evening. Good evening, everyone. Thank you all for tuning in. I'm glad that you all are with us on this Monday night. I'm asking you all that normally call in to please mute your phone so that we won't have any background noises interfering with the speaker on tonight. For those that's looking at me by Facebook, the number again is area code 310-861-2354. Good evening to you all one more time. Thank you all for tuning in on this Monday night with Smile 3E Ministries with Iron Sharpening Iron. We are coming to you 8 p.m. Central Standard Time or 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am your minister. I am your host, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, for tonight's program, along with Minister Brandon Kaiser, who is also working alongside me with making sure this ministry is going through properly. I would like to say, let's take a moment out right now to pray and just ask God to just open our eyes, our ears, and our heart to see what the word will be spoke on tonight, to hear what the word is saying, and for our hearts to receive it. God, I just come to you all tonight, God, asking you to cover us and allow us, God, to come before you saying we would like to repent, some for the first time, some again, and some again. But whatever the situation is, God, we're just asking you to forgive us of our sins. Open our hearts, open our minds, even open our eyes and our ears to hear, to receive, and to see what the body of Christ needs and what the body of Christ is receiving. God, I'm asking you to just cover America, cover the White House, God. Touch the heart of our president. God, give him wise people with wisdom around him to minister to him that he will take care of this country and open up the doors and open up the windows and open up the programs and benefits for whatever we need, God. I'm asking you to touch the kids and the parents in the city of Chicago and every other state in America, God, to just let us know it's okay to be a parent. It's okay to say I've lived my life, but now let me provide for my child. I'm asking you, God, to do these things in your son Jesus' name. Amen. It is so. Okay, so on tonight, this is the fourth Monday of the month. We normally would have Prophet Antoine Thomas speaking on this fourth week, but Antoine is not speaking tonight.
Hello, Renee, are you still there? We can't hear you. Well, there seems to be some malfunctionings going on Sylvia's end, but I'm one of the other hosts, Brandon Kaiser, so I'll start us off with prayer. Lord, we thank you for today's program and service. We ask that you would bless and use our speaker for this evening, and that you would just give her the words that you would want her to say, Lord, and to bless her in Jesus' name. So the speaker for today is Latoya Rattery. So, Latoya, are you on the line?
Yes, correct. I'm here.
Well, I'll hand it over to you if that's okay.
Okay, amazing. Well, first of all, I really want to thank you guys for the opportunity and the privilege to be here on tonight to be able to serve God's people through clarity and through transformation and empowerment. I thank Prophet Thompson for the opportunity to allow me to be here tonight as well, and first God for his grace over my life. So I truly wanted to just come by today and talk about what God's been impressing on my spirit for the last couple of days, and concern what exactly is happening to a lot of us in our faith, or different things or different experiences that we have actually undergo before, and different things that we're leading our family for, and the things that we're believing God for. I truly want to talk about God's appointed time. I think the biggest thing is for us to know that our time is not his time. Our ways is not his ways. And he tells us that clearly in his word. But oftentimes us as humans, we like to fix things. We like to making sure that things are going the right way. And so let me just open up with a word of prayer on tonight. And Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight, God, that you're doing something amazing in the hearts of your people, God. God, we thank you for your divine shifting. We thank you for your divine alignment. We thank you that your time is not our time, God, and that anything that we have done, God, I pray that you will shift us, God, into another place in you, God. Father, we surrender all to you because it's truly all about you, God. Everything that we say, everything that we do, God, we ask you, guide us in all understanding, God. God, we don't know everything that you're going to do, God, but we can trust in your word that, God, that you will never leave us nor forsake us, God. And God, we love you and we adore you for what you're going to do on tonight through your word. I want to come from Ecclesiastes 3 and jump over to 1 Samuel. I want to talk about Hannah's. I can't talk about time without talking about Hannah tonight and how Hannah had to wait on the Lord in prayer, in fasting, in all the things that she had to do in order to give birth. I truly believe that we all are impregnated with something that God has given us. And he has impressed on you to start that business. He has impressed on you to continue to pray for that family member. He has told you that this is going to happen. But there is a time period that God will give us for that thing to manifest. And sometimes our wait, W-A-I-T, can become our W-E-G-H-T. Our wait can become our wait. And so we have to make sure that we're not making the transition of God's wait to be a pressure on us. And we begin to realize that God talks about in Ecclesiastes, he talks about the timing of the Lord and what it does for us. I'm just going to read probably for about three verses from Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 3. There's a time for everything and a season for every activity underneath the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. All right, and so the biggest thing that is to understand time. And so I was literally at church, not too long, I think it was Sunday, and the Lord began to allow me to understand, because I think for me, I was asking him some personal questions, and God began to share with me that he began to show me that he doesn't really deal with seniority. He deals with sacredness, all right? And so you're on a job. I work at a public school, and I not too long ago started with the job, and so for summer, normally teachers are particularly out for the summer. But they had different type of grants and things like that, and I ended up signing up for one, but I just got there. And so the Lord afforded me to be able to be a part of that, but to me, I probably wouldn't even get that position because I just got there. And as we know that if we've been on a job for a very long time, that there's a chance that you will actually get the position because you're there for a very long time. And as we begin to realize that the story of Hannah is correlating to the seniority of you will think that God will answer her prayer. And Peniah, not to know how long they've been in this faith, or the Bible didn't show us how long, but she was a woman who served God. She was a woman who dedicated towards God. She was sold out for what she believed in. She believed that God was going to do great things and different things, but it came to a point, a turning point in her life. If you go to 1 Samuel 1, you will begin to see that God began to break down the light, the birth of Samuel and his mother, Hannah's prayer, and how Samuel got here. So as we can see that in 1 Samuel 1, verse 4, and it reads, whenever the day came for Elkanah to sacrifice, he would portion of the meat to his wife, Peniah, and to all her sons and her daughters, but to Hannah,
He gave a double portion because he loved her, and the Lord had closed her womb. And so, as we can see, this is a human love that her husband had for her. It was a matter that she couldn't bear as his other wife back in the days. Motherhood meant was very significant. And here go Peninnah, who was this lavish woman, is showing herself off to Hannah, and Hannah feeling downcast in her spirit, and she began to pour out to God. She went to the temple one day, and she went out there to pour out to God. The Bible began to say that she was pouring out of her soul to God. And the biggest thing for whoever is actually coming on, we're talking about that God is not working based on seniority. He's dealing with us based on sacredness. And sacredness has to deal with dedication of a particular person of God, the reverence that you have for God, the things that you believe in God for, that we're not basing. And oftentimes, I've repeated, God, I've been serving you for a very long time. You know, what's going to happen, you know, in this particular situation? I've been doing this. And sometimes we throw all these things out to God like confetti, our deeds, our things and everything. And God has shown us that if we begin to change our prayer language, if we begin to change the way that we're talking, the way that the things that we're personifying, the things that we begin to allow to make our condition become our disposition, God has shown us that if we begin to change our hearts, such as Hannah, she didn't want to just go for complaints anymore. She didn't want to go to God and say, hey, God, I've been waiting for 20 years for you to impregnate me. And so she began to pour her soul out to God. In the midst of her pouring her soul out to God, she began to say, God, if you give me this child, I would dedicate it unto you. She made the promise to God, and God remembered her. Oftentimes, we want something so bad to the point that we will become like Sarah, and who wanted to go before God. But God had in a time, he had a promise. He said that you will give promise. He told Abraham that Sarah will become pregnant. Sarah laughed at it because they were so older at the time. But she went before God and began to try to make something happen when God wasn't approve of that. So whatever God is giving you, whatever God is saying, wait on his time. And the gist of this moment to talk to you guys is talking about that God is not looking at how long you've been serving him. He's looking at how is that place of worship for him with you. What are some things that he can trust you with? Can he still trust you if he doesn't make the promise happen on your timing? And it's okay, because although we can't trace him, we have to learn how to trust God, because he know that he will give us the desire of our heart. And we begin to realize that Hannah was able to get a double portion of her husband. He was looking at that she can't get pregnant. And that is what God is looking at us to say that. Although things are not active in that particular ministry, there's still a purpose in it. There's still a way for you to go forth in what I'm calling you to do, but you have to wait. And do not let that become a disappointment for you, but to serve him with all your heart. Look at the woman with the issue of blood. She was in front of a whole bunch of crowd, but she pressed her way through. And she said, if I could only touch the hem of his garment. And that is what God's saying. Allow that secret place. In Psalms 91, it says, he that dwell as in the secret place shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. God wants us to abide in his shadow. And if we can dwell in him, if we can dwell in him, then we'll begin to see that there's something that's elevating us in us having a secret, to being a secret place with God. There's elevation in our humility. There's elevation in us being surrendering to everything that God has for our lives. And the biggest thing that Hannah had to go through is that she had to go through a process. I often say that transformation is a miracle performing process. God is transforming. And sometimes we want things instantaneously. And God said, no, I have to take you to a transformation, because in the transformation, you will begin to see my hand. In the transformation, you'll begin to see my works. In the transformation, I'm then able to create a miracle in you and a message out of it. And so God is taking us through the level of transformation through the processing of knowing that you will give birth to that thing that God called you to do. And it's not for you to get disappointed by it, but it's for you to gravitate to the hand of God and to not let him go until that thing happened. And when it does happen, he still wants you to hold on to him, because he said he that begin a work in you will complete it to the end. And he said that those who seek him shall find him. Those who will search him with all their heart will find him, and that he will renew our strength, and that he will exalt us in due season. And that is what God is sharing with me tonight, is that it's not about seniority, how long you've been with him. It's about your sacredness. What is your level? What is your relationship with him? What is the place that's in the depths of your heart that you will go, because you know that God is going to make that thing happen for you, and that your dream, your goal, your life is a priority to God, and he's teaching us how to humble ourselves. And that is one of the things that I want to share on tonight. I pray that this have blessed you guys on tonight with the messages. I came out of 1 Samuel 1, and I started at verse 4. Also, I touch on Ecclesiastics as well, Ecclesiastics 3, about there's a time for everything, and God's appointed time is not a disappointment. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your words on tonight. I'm sorry. Could you tell me your name, please?
Oh, absolutely. It's LaToya Rattery.
Okay. LaToya Rattery, thank you so much. I'm Sylvia Kaiser, the minister for Monday Night Ministries. And at the beginning, I had called in, and I missed the first part. For some reason, my phone dropped. And I didn't know if you was on the line. And I was doing this by Facebook Live. And I was just talking on Facebook, and I was just explaining to the people, sometimes you have to just know when God is working with you where you at. And for my sister to hit in and tell me to come back on the line to call back in, and I called in and heard you speaking, I said, look at that. Look at what she's speaking on, to just say, all you have to do is just know when God is telling you to do something, stop looking at where you at, what you're doing and what you're not doing. Just give what the little you have and give it to God, and watch him do wonders with that. So I want to say thank you for ministering to us tonight.
Thank you for the opportunity.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear. Did you say anything else?
I said thank you for the opportunity. I feel honored to be here on tonight. Thank you.
Yes, we have to 9 o'clock. So I have a couple of people that have joined on a Facebook. They're just listening in because I'm doing it by my telephone with Blog Talk. And a lot of times we have people that called in. And I just want to ask people that this time if they would unmute their phones, if Minister Brandon Kaiser would unmute the phone, and would just allow people to just give comments and speak into your life. And thank you for, you know, the word that you brought forth today about Hannah and everything else that you spoke on.
Amen. Thank you.
The lines are open if anybody wants to say anything to the woman of God that spoke on tonight.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening. This is Sheila Kaiser, and I want to say to her that was a good message, just a powerful message. It's a message that a lot of us need, and I hope we understand and took it into advice. Is time plays a hardship on all of us. You don't get it when you want it. God has his time for you. He has the best time. He has the best situation. He has it, not you. We have to all understand, just because you want it today, he might say you're not ready for it till next month, next year. It's his call. He know what's best for you. He know how he's going to deliver it to you. And when he do, and you do that weight progress, once you come back to it, because you're going to pass out, you're going to have so much joy, so much, oh, you, I can't even say the word, you're going to have so much joy and enthusiastic when you do receive that you ain't going to have enough time to praise him. So all we need to realize is the time is the schedule is in his hand for the best of the results. And I thank you for that message, and I really appreciate it, and I thank you, and may God bless you, and you might have more to say.
Thank you, Sister Sheila, for your time, taking our time to speak into the woman of God's life. Is there anyone else that would like to encourage the woman of God on tonight and speak into her life? I have a couple of people looking by Facebook. Terry.
Amen. This is Cecilia. I wanted to say something, if that's okay, Minister Sylvia.
Yes, it is. Go right ahead, Pastor Elect.
Thank you so much, woman of God. That was such a rhema word. I mean, that was so on time. So many people, not just in ministry, but on their jobs and in the various venues that they're working in and operating in, are so busy looking at, as you said, the seniority of this or that, and when it's all about God's timing. And I love how God elevates and promotes who he wants to elevate and promote, and how he always, he blesses us so many times instantaneously, until when we have that process, sometimes we forget that he tells us to patiently wait on him and to go through the process trusting him. So thank you. Thank you, thank you. I don't know about anyone else, but that was definitely a word of validation that I needed from the Lord. So thank you so much.
I bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor Elect, for taking out the time to speak into the woman of God's life. Like I said, I have a couple people on Facebook Live that's looking in and listening. Is there anyone else on Blog Talk that would like to say something or and just speaking to the woman of God's life and tell her how the word has blessed you on tonight?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Swan. I came in on middle of it, but I'd like to say God has blessed me a lot. Not when I wanted him to, but when he wanted to. Right now I'm doing good out here. I own my own semi truck. I wanted it early, but God told me I wasn't ready, and he let me do it when he was ready for me to do it. I mean, he let me own the truck when he was ready for me to own the truck, not when I wanted to. So the little part I did here was a good service.
God bless you.
Thank you, Juan, so much for tuning in. That's my nephew. He's out on the road driving, and I thank you that you took time out and did not forget about us on Monday night. Thank you for tuning in and sharing your blessing with us. Is there anyone else who would like to speak into the woman of God's life? For those that look at our Facebook, if you need to call in, it's 310-861-2354. That's our telephone number again. 310-861-2354. You still have time to call in that you can speak into the woman of God's life on your own instead of chiming in through Facebook. So is there anything you would like to add to your service on tonight, LaToya?
Well, if it's okay with you later on, I would love to pray tonight as well that
yes.
God will release a grace of patience, patience for his people, and also a place to realize that it's okay to wait. Because oftentimes we think that God is holding up his blessing and that he forgot about us, but God truly have not, because he said he will bless us with the desire of our heart. But just as Hannah, she had to check
her spirit to make sure that it was renewed, you know. So we got to make sure that our heart is pure, because God is a pure God. He doesn't mix anything that's unclean. And so we got to make sure that we're filtering out our spirit, man, so that when God give us the blessing, and when God, and sometimes we think blessing is coming from a place of things that we can possess. But it could mean that God is pouring out peace, or he's giving you a level of anointing for the next level that you need to go in. And it is sometimes we're expecting God to do something, and he's already processed it through the spirit man, through our spirit man. But it comes a time when we have to realize that the sons of Issachar was able to discern in the timing of the Lord. They knew exactly what time was what was happening. Heaven has a forecast for your life. What time is it for you? So sometimes what I do in my personal, I'm big on personal growth. Well, every time what I do is ask God, exactly, God, where am I? Where do I stand? And what I need to do in order to position myself, because my position, the way that I position myself, is my promotion. So if we begin to realize that there is something that happened through the power of our works and our deeds and our faith, something will activate in us to take us to the next level, like Hannah. She was sold out. She sold out everything, her heart, her soul. She didn't base on how long she knew God, but she based on the sacredness of the relationship that she had with God, and to trust him that it's going to happen on his time, and I'm okay. I'm okay, God, when it happens on your time, because your time can now become my time. And that's the place that God didn't want us to do in this hour, is to rest in his decision for our lives. Because many of us, I'm a fixer. I like to fix stuff. And so things not going the way that I want it to go, my hands get into it sometimes. But God has taught me and still teaching me about a lot of things, is to say that, let me work it. Because if you allow me to work it, you don't have to do all these things that you're trying to do. But if you allow me to be on it, then things will have a better process for you. If you allow me to elevate you, then things will begin to change for you. And that is what God wants us to do, his people of God, to rest in his decision and to know that he didn't forget us. I would love to pray for everyone who's listening and for those who will call in later. And I hope this message will be a blessing, and to understand that God wants you. Let God finish you. He wants you. And it's not about him giving you all these things that you're asking him for, but let God finish you. Because he said he that began to work in you will complete it to the end. That God start, he's going to finish. But we have to open up ourselves like Hannah and allow God to come in and fix the areas, because she had a problem with Peniah coming to her and said, hey, you can't get pregnant. You know, who's influencing your behavior on certain things and certain desire that you want? You know, we can't go based on the world and what keeping up with the Joneses and never really keep up with ourselves. And so the biggest thing for God to show us is that there's a particular lane that he wants us to walk in. There's a particular place that he wants us to navigate through, but we can't try to be like everybody else. When there's a particular purpose, there's a particular way, there's a particular personality and character that the Lord will want you to be able to have and possess, but we have to allow God to finish us. And if we don't allow God to finish us, nothing really happens. If God don't show up, nothing ever happens. You know, and so that's the biggest thing in my heart on tonight.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I agree with that 100%, you know, that when God does things, he does it in his time, you know, because his word says that his time is not our time. Mm-hmm. And we have to understand that God is only going to move when God wants to move, because sometimes God will give us things that we're not ready for and we won't appreciate it. Sometimes God gives us, we want God to give us things and we will say, we will never give him the praise, the honor, and the glory for it, because we'll believe that we did this or we deserve this, instead of God saying, I will give it to you when you're ready for it. When I know what God does, that we're ready. You know, he's an on-time God. He's not a God for right now. Sometimes there's things that God will give us immediately, but majority of the time we have to wait on God. That's why it's his word. Say those wait, those that endure. And once we go through that, you know, I talk to a lot of people and I tell them all the time, I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what even it sounds like. But you better know that you know that you better wait on God.
Yeah.
You can go to him in the beginning or you can go to him in the end, but either way it goes, you're going to end up having to go to God. You know, so I just thank God for everything he has done for me. I even thank God for even having this ministry line introduced to me through my family. But I thank God for the men and women of God that comes on this line and speaks on Monday night. And when they come to you, they don't just come to you with this or that. They take you to the Word to let you know you can read it for yourself. And once you read it for yourself, you will be held responsible for it. But then you sit back and wait on God.
Amen.
So, like I say, I enjoy what I've heard. You know, I have a lot of people on Facebook that have texted in, they're listening. You know, some of them haven't said anything. Some of them just push like. And I saw their pictures go across the screen, like my cousin Beverly that's in Milwaukee. So it's not this. We have a lot of people, and woman of God, so people would know exactly where you're calling from.
Yes, I'm calling from Orlando, Florida.
So
Orlando.
I want people to understand. Mm-hmm. Yes, but we tell you all this is an international ministry. We're reaching out. It's not because I'm here in Chicago. And people would be thinking that this is just coming from Chicago. I have family on here from Milwaukee. I have my sister, she's in Washington. I'm here in Chicago. I have other people on here that's listening from other parts of America, other parts, you know, of Illinois. So I just want people to know that you're tuning in to an international ministry. You're tuning in where tonight you're speaking to a woman of God that's speaking about wait on God, and she called from Orlando, Florida to share the word with you. So God is not just where you at. God is everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Yes.
We have a God that's all over. So that's why I said, people, if you speak into this woman's life, encourage her, let her know that you heard what she spoke about. You even read what she spoke about. She put it out there. That you don't have to take her word. You can read it for yourself. So if you want to pray, I want to find out, is there any announcements that you have for anything that's going on in your neck of the woods that you want to invite people to?
Well, I don't have any events right now, but I'm a blogger. I'm a lifestyle coach as well. If anyone wants to hear a little bit of information about me, they can go to www.lifestylecoachlatoya.com. Also, they can join me on Instagram at lifestylecoachlatoya as well. On social media, also Facebook, you can find me at Latoya Rattery. I'm often posting different type of personal development tools and coaching tools that you can use to better your life, because God is not about just spiritual growth, but he's about spiritual, personal, and professional. I believe that we're navigating our life in three different areas, spiritual, personal, and professional. So what is your growth rate? And I'm big on you growing into those type of areas of your life, because God wants us to be balanced and live a balanced life. And so www.lifestylecoachlatoya.com.
Okay, Latoya, you did mention your first name and last name. Could you speak a little more and give them the correct spelling of your name?
Sure.
So if they would like to look that up, they will have the correct spelling.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Latoya, spelled as Latoya, last name Rattery, Rattery, like you're spelling battery with an R. So that's Latoya Rattery.
Yes.
And then my website is www.lifestylecoachlatoya.com.
Thank you so much for that information. If you would like to pray us out, you can do that at any given time. Okay. Again, like I said, I enjoyed you so on tonight with bringing forth the word, standing in for Prophet Antoine Thomas. Thank you for taking the invitation. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for being willing to and wanting to bless us on tonight.
Oh, thank you. Well, thank you, and thank you for this amazing vision that God has given you and just being obedient to it. And I know that God's going to take it far than your eyes can have ever seen, have seen before. So I pray blessing over your life and everyone else over on this phone call tonight.
Thank you.
Amen. So I'm going to go ahead and go into a word of prayer on tonight. And I just want God to do something amazing in us. And that is the peace that we need to go on. There's so many people just going around and you know, we smile but we're not happy, and we shout but we don't have power. You know, so I really want God to give us a personal power, personal dominion that we can take on our job, and we can take in our marketplace, and we can take in any areas of where we at. We're going to be able to walk with a particular power because we've been set apart. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you on tonight, God, that you're doing something amazing in the hearts of your people, God. God, we thank you, God, that you're making us new and bold today. God, we thank you because, oh, God, you have created us in your image and your likeness. And, God, when you have created us, God, you set us apart, God. You have caused our script to be changed because you know our languages, God. Father, we thank you, God, that you're making us new tonight, God. For those who are listening, God, I pray that the Spirit of the Lord will be upon you tonight. Hallelujah, Father, that you anointed us. You have anointed us, oh God, to preach the gospel tonight, God. You have anointed us to set the captive free. Hallelujah. So, God, we thank you for the mighty deliverance of your glory tonight, God. God, we thank you, God, that because our hearts are being changed tonight, God, that our prayer language will be changed tonight, God, that everything that we believe in you for, God, will have our heart will be matched with it, God. Hallelujah, Father, that we will be in a place of, oh God, of solitude, oh God, to seek you daily, God, concerning our lives. Father, we thank you for the mighty shift that's taking place in our ministries, God. We thank you for what you're doing in our minds. We thank you that you're giving us, oh God, transformation each and every day, God. We thank you that you're making us being able to walk out your word. Hallelujah, Father. We will not compromise our faith, God, but we will be able to move in another place in you, God, because we know that we've been with you. God, we are trusting you, oh God, with every promises that you said that you have made for us, God. God, we are trusting you, God, that you're able to do exceedingly and abundantly above what we can ask or imagine. God, we thank you that our name is being changed, God. We are commanding our morning. We're commanding our tonight, God, that our lives will never be the same. And that, God, when we leave, oh, God, over this phone, God, there's a mighty calling that will be placed over us like never before, God. That the peace of God will be in our homes, in our heart, on our job. And God, that whatever our hands bless it, God. So God, let the blessings of the Lord make us one rich and add no sorrow. And God, we thank you for the ground that's being shaken on tonight, God. That hell is, oh God, hell contract, oh God, will be broken tonight, God. That every illegal contract that concerning our lives, everything that's been sent out, God, with our name on it, we decree and declare that the board of hell will be erased tonight, God, concerning us, oh God. Will you hide us behind the shadow of you, God, tonight, God? And God, we will trust and lean and depend on you. We will only become what you call us to become. God, we will walk in our lanes, and we will have patience, God. We will have kindness. We will have love. We will have, oh God, a place where we can come together in unity, God, because your kingdom is all about unity, God. It's about, oh God, us coming together, sharpening each other, God, that if one is dull, God, you allow us, oh God, to sharpen one another, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Father, that we will, oh God, be able to increase the appetite tonight, God. Increase the yearning and the craving for you tonight, God. God, you said, blessed are those who are hungry and thirst after righteousness' sake, for they shall be filled. And God, we truly want you to fill us up tonight, God. We want to be changed and transformed because by the renewing of our minds, God, we know that you have created us to become different. And God, there's a difference, oh God, we make the difference in this world. in our global and our local communities, God, that when, oh, God, we go into the appointed rooms and doors, God, you allow us our light to shine before man, and that we will become your billboards tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, God, because we surrender all to you tonight, God, because it's truly about you and nothing else. And, God, we just want to be what you call us to be, God. And so, Lord, we love you. And, God, we thank you. We admire you because you are everything to us, God. You are our personal, you are our personal God, and you are our personal Savior. You are our life coaches, God. You are our, oh, God, counselor, God. You are everything to us, God. And God, let your people point their hearts towards you tonight, God. Those who have backslid, those who have left their ways, God, just like the prodigal son, God, you didn't care what he had done. You, oh, God, crown him, God, because he came back. So, God, allow us to come back to our first love. God, we don't want to fall out of love with you, but we come back into terms in who we first said yes to. And so, God, that is our heart on tonight, God. That is our soul. That is our prayer as Hannah pour out to you, God. Here we are as a woman with the issue of blood, didn't care what she was going through, but she touched you. And that is what we want to do, God. It's not about our issues that's in our tissues, but, God, it's about our sacredness with you. It's not about our seniority in you, God, but it's about us having a covenant relationship with you. And so, God, we pray tonight that our prayers will be answered and that those people who are listening on tonight, God, there's a peace that's going in their hearts right now. There's an understanding that you're bringing to them, God, today, God, and then they will mount up, oh, God, like an eagle tonight, God, and that we'll be able to see the vision of the Lord tonight, God, and that they will be able to discern in the timing of the Lord, and they will know that the appointed time is near to them, God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, we love you, and we thank you that you're always going to capture beauty in our day. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much for that prayer.
Thank you
for the word on tonight. I have been blessed, and I hope everyone that was listening via Facebook, via Blog Talk, I hope they were blessed. We will be back next Monday from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time and 9 p.m. Central Standard Time with more ministry, which we have every Monday night. I would like to say thank you again. Don't forget to call in on Fridays. We have Elder Kathy Kendall, which is one of the elders in the ministry, and she will be speaking about God Still Heals. So we want to do that at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want to also invite you all to call in on Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser with Let's Talk. I want to say for those that listened in on tonight, thank you so much. Please spread this, pass the word on, and you could either tune in next Monday, Facebook or Blog Talk, and we will be back with the ministry. Apostle Elect Cecilia, are you still on the line?
Can you hear me? Okay. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can now. Did you have any thing you wanted to speak about or any information you wanted to give us as far as events that's going on with the body of Christ?
Oh, no, just everyone remember to stay tuned to Apostle Sandra Thomas, who is Prophet Anton Thomas's mother and our overseer. Stay tuned to her Facebook page to hear about her speaking engagements. We know she has one in November, and I'll find out from Prophet Anton and also Servant Pastor Troy and also Dr. Serena Wright if they have any events coming up. But at this time, I do not have any other than keep Apostle Sandra Thomas in your prayers. And that is it. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you so much. And for those of you all that tuned in by Facebook tonight, thank you all for listening in. Thank you all for just watching. Next Monday, I hope you tune back in, and I hope you spread the word that Iron Sharpening Iron through Smile 3 Ministry will be presented every Monday night. Don't forget the foundational scripture that we live by, which is Matthew 6 and 33. It said, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and these things shall be added unto you." That's Matthew 6 and 33. Again, I thank you all for tuning in tonight. Thank you all for listening. And I would just like to say on tonight, goodbye, and may God bless you. See you soon. Talk to you all later. Amen.